Welcome to your Monex USA Daily Market Update for Thursday, February 13, 2026. The U.S. dollar is trading in muted ranges today as traders digest this morning's inflation report. Heading into the data release, the dollar was on the rise, but those gains quickly evaporated in the minutes following the announcement, leaving the greenback flat on the day. In a surprising turn, headline Consumer Price Index, or CPI, came in below expectations. Year-over-year inflation landed at 2.4%, compared to the anticipated 2.5%. Meanwhile, core CPI met expectations. This data has added fuel to the ongoing debate about interest rate cuts. Traders have been pricing in 2 rate cuts for this year, but with the latest retail sales and inflation figures, there's now a 50% chance of a 3rd cut being priced into the market. The first cut is widely expected to come in June, with the second likely in September. Now, let's shift our focus to the British pound. The pound is gaining ground against the US dollar this morning as traders look to reduce short-term risk ahead of key domestic data releases next week. Employment and inflation reports will take center stage, but the labor market is expected to play a more critical role in shaping the Bank of England's next steps. The Bank of England's chief economist, Hugh Pill, has expressed that interest rates may currently be too low. However, he has ruled out the possibility of a rate hike, instead advocating for holding rates steady at 3.75% during the Monetary Policy Committee's next meeting. Despite this, market participants are already pricing in a 25 basis point rate cut at the March 19th meeting. Turning to the Swiss franc, it's one of the G10's strongest performers against the US dollar today. This follows Switzerland's CPI release, which met year-over-year expectations but showed a slight decline of negative 0.1% on the monthly figure, softer than anticipated. The risk of negative inflation hasn't disappeared in Switzerland, especially given the franc's strong start to the year. The Swiss National Bank has indicated that it would take a prolonged period of negative inflation for them to consider bringing interest rates back below 0%. However, this leaves the door open for potential intervention if necessary. That's it for today's Daily Market Update. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next time with more insights to keep you ahead of the curve. Have a great day! Disclaimer: this podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Please consult with a professional for specific investment decisions.